Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 4th, 2024 is based on Mark chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Prayerful Mission. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, grace and peace to you all from God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. When we look at the life of Jesus, I think that most of us would agree that Jesus is meant to be an aspirational role model for us. Aspirational because no matter how hard we try, we will never be able to live a life exactly like Jesus. But we have to be careful about how we go about trying to live like Jesus. Take our Mark reading, for example. If we look at Jesus' actions and we try to mimic them literally, our mornings would look a little something like this. After a long night of work the day before, we wake up while it's still dark. We run off to some deserted place, maybe deep in the woods or an abandoned building. We sit there and we pray until our friends, who wake up and see that we're missing, come and find us in our hiding spot, and then we can head to work for the day. How many of us live by this exact morning routine every day? Probably not many of us. I don't think that Jesus is calling us to mimic his every action. Otherwise, some of us might perish in the woods while we wait for our friends to find us in the morning. But I do think that we can look at the meaning behind Jesus' actions and learn from it and then apply it to our lives. So let's take a deeper look at what might be going on in this story that sends Jesus to a deserted place to pray. Our reading today picks up from where our reading last week left off. This is the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. He's called his disciples to follow him, and they headed into the synagogue where they were casting out an unclean spirit. And then that's where we pick up today. The news about Jesus' powerful teaching is spreading around the area. And after a long day of teaching, Jesus retreats to a friend's house to just relax. And when he arrives, he finds that the matriarch of the house is ill. So he takes her by the hand and heals her. In the book of Mark, this is the first act of healing that Jesus conducts, noting that exorcism and healing were considered two different things. I can imagine that Jesus is just starting to enjoy dinner with his disciples and his friends when someone shows up at the door. They've heard the news of this powerful rabbi, and they've brought someone to be healed. He sets down maybe his bread and his oil and goes to heal the individual. But just then, someone else shows up. Soon, what seems like the entire city is gathered around this tiny little house, pressing to get into the home to have their friends and family members healed. Can you imagine the hope and excitement that people were experiencing as they sought a miraculous healing to whatever ailment afflicted them? Late into the evening, the crowds have receded and everyone in the house is able to finally get to sleep. And as Jesus lays his head down for the evening, I wonder what's going through his head. He's helped so many people. And word is traveling quick about his power, and he is sure to gain notoriety in the surrounding areas as a healer of great ability. It's at this point, before the next day begins, that Jesus heads out into the wilderness to pray. Where have we heard something like that before? Well, just a few verses before this, Mark tells us that Jesus went out into the wilderness for 40 days and was tempted by Ha-Satan, the accuser. And in Matthew, we are told that the temptations presented to Jesus were things that would have Jesus use his power for his own benefit or to rule over people like an emperor. Could Jesus have felt like he was getting pulled away from his mission already? Could the lure of being needed, of feeling useful, of being the beloved town healer, of fame and notoriety in the community, could it have been pulling at Jesus' humanity and encouraging him to play it safe in Galilee? Don't misunderstand me. It's not wrong to heal people or to help people in their time of need, but we hear from Jesus that that's not his core mission. He's here to proclaim the kingdom of God come near. He's here to let people know that God is with them. And out of a love for them, God is working to bring creation back to wholeness. And Jesus knew that he couldn't complete his larger mission if he stuck around in Galilee and just acted as the town healer. So he takes a moment to center himself in prayer. Prayer is a two-way communication between us and the divine. We talk to God, but we also take time and silence to listen. It's a long conversation where we begin to align our thoughts and desires and hearts with God's. It's the first step towards realigning ourselves towards God's mission for us in our lives. And it is exactly what Jesus does. He takes time away from his busy life that is probably careening out of control faster than he could have imagined at the start of his ministry. And he takes time to reconnect with God. In prayer, he seeks to calm the powers of the world around him and listen intently to what God asks of him. And when he does that, he knows that he must leave Galilee and continue on his mission. He says to his disciples, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." He has re-centered himself and is once again fully focused on his mission. It's these actions that I believe we are called to incorporate into our lives, to take time away from the busyness of life, and to listen to God to make sure we are still aligned with what God is calling us to do and to be. I think we're called to do that not only personally, but communally as a congregation as well. In fact, starting later this month, our church council will be going through a training process with our denomination's Southern Ohio Synod to help our congregation pause, pray, listen, and evaluate how we are doing and living out our mission. We're going to invite all of you into that process throughout the year as we discern how God might be calling us to refocus and reinvigorate the ministry we do here at Resurrection based on the gifts and the passions of the people who worship here and the current needs of our community. And individually, we have an opportunity to pause and pray and listen and refocus our lives in the upcoming season of Lent, which begins in just 10 days. Lenten devotional packets will be available starting next Sunday for anyone that wants one to help guide you through the season of spiritual preparation. I think Jesus understands how alluring and comfortable it can be to want to hold on to the good news for ourselves and to form it into what we want it to be, rather than to acknowledge and share the wild and life-changing good news of God that says all of creation and humanity is called redeemed and beloved. It can be scary to share that news because often it means changes will happen in our lives. And we are sometimes called to new places, new missions, new ways of living, and new ways of thinking. But rather than being fearful of whatever changes may come down the road, let us pause, pray, and listen for the ways that God might be calling us into new and exciting ministry opportunities. And once we are refocused on our mission, let us have the courage to step out boldly, to strive for God's justice in the world, and to share Christ's all-encompassing love with everyone we meet. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.